Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay.
It's casual.
Should we keep that in the show?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
It's another shot, and we typically do these. We do another shot typically after we record.
There's a lot to say.
There's too much to say. We have people in the room. We have Allie, our lawyers, in the room. We're going to get to...
We're full house day. We have Gina Staff Boozer. Matt's finally back. He's actually staying for another shot.
Which is odd. He's never usually here.
He's just like, bye. Bye. Leaves and gets going. But the reason we're recording another shot today, one, my ex-boyfriend will be at Hamilton Live in D.C.
I love that you have an ex-boyfriend.
I do. Is that apparently when John started working at Oxygen, which was what year?
2012.
Okay, so a year after I started working at Bravo, I did not know Matt.
No.
Until I started working here, basically. I knew of him before, kind of started the podcast. Mm-hmm. But John came across a picture that we have yet to see. Megan has yet to see it. I have yet to see it.
Yeah.
But he describes Matt as having a full beard.
Yep.
Like bushy beard.
Well, remember, people don't know what Matt's actual... Well, some people know what Matt's actual face looks like, but it's not what
it's,
it used
it's
to
clean
be.
Shaven as of today.
Today,
anything
yes.
could change.
You were a bear.
But like, that's what I'm getting across. Like, I could see him in like lumberjack, like full flannel, full beard. And then you said slicked back hair. But when you said slicked back hair, I feel like Matt retracted and got offended.
Yes.
So I say we keep up the narrative of him having slicked back hair.
Slicked back hair.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, and Matt, we're going to throw to you for your thoughts.
Slicked back Sally, you mean?
But I will say that I would describe Matt's look as very Brooklyn.
Okay.
Which he lived in for many, many years.
So did you. And you
that's
don't look
true.
Like a lumberjack.
Well, listen, I have.
So do I.
I know where to put the boundaries. Well, that's true.
Yeah. It's I mean, I'm glam.
DNA.
Yeah.
It's
right.
in your DNA to be a lumberjack. But when I say slicked back hair, what I mean is not slicked back hair. What I mean is, Matt, your hair was longer, and when you put a beanie on top, it just kind of pulled.
Well, matted down.
Matted down. That might be what I was thinking. A matted mat.
A matted mat.
Essentially.
And Matt, you were saying back in the day, and I want you to tell me what back in the day is for you, that you had long hair, like my length hair.
I did. Yeah, it was your length, maybe longer. I mean, I grew up in California. Yeah. I was like a skater surfer kid.
So why this look now with the glasses? Like, did you
decide to
clean? I'm only wearing glasses because I can't fucking see.
But you're like clean cut. But you're clean cut. You're shaven face, baby face.
Yeah. Well, that's why. Yeah. That's why we're talking about this because
as John pointed out,
you look
younger.
Right. You look younger.
So when you get old, you kind of want to look younger.
Well, yes, right. That was my point. Was that when I stumbled upon this photo, just looking for something over the weekend. And Matt looked older back then than he does now, which is just a testament.
Hate men.
You hate men because
all the
of
women
that.
In the room. Yeah, because men age better than women do for the most part.
I see what you're saying.
All the women agree with this. Every female in this room is fucking nodding along.
I think
with me.
I know what you're saying. I agree. Maybe men.
Look at Andy.
But I think it's also more of a like. Do you think it's more of like a cultural thing? Because let me say this.
No.
Because
I think it's a genetics thing.
Well, listen. Because men, I feel like I just feel like there's...
Women are only good for childbearing, so there's once that age has passed, then...
Women are only good for two things, cooking and cleaning.
There's a lot of emphasis, though, I feel like, on women's skin in particular, whereas, I don't feel like a lot of men are judged on their skin. They're kind of judged on, like, the silver fox hair or... I don't know. They
hair,
kind of
that's literally the only thing they're judged on, pretty much.
Yeah, that's true. And so, like, if that...
Not even weight.
Yeah, exactly. Not even weight. That's another good point. So I just feel like...
They're judging on their hair and their height.
Right.
But I was... I dropped some pounds from those pictures, which is also why I think I look a little bit younger.
You definitely do, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we were saying before the show, a lot of people who know what Matt's identity is might be surprised to know that, Matt, you were once mistaken for Zach Galifianakis, not as an insult. I'm just saying
but
Matt
like
had
a bear
furry...
Of a man.
Yeah, he had like a big furry beard.
John, help me with this. If Matt were gay back then, he would be a bear.
Big,
but
face.
But now what would he be like, a daddy? Ooh,
I don't
want to
answer this
myself.
Question.
Answer
I don't
just like,
answer
but that's like
it.
What
no.
it would be.
I'm not
Matt's
going on.
Matt's a daddy.
Not going on record on
Matt,
that.
Matt, how do you feel? Do you feel uncomfortable?
No, I like that.
Well, in the lesbian world, you just be a lesbian. So don't feel bad.
There's
you're just a lesbian, and that's it.
There's that.
So I had to get that out of the way.
Yeah, thank you. Well, let's move that out.
Did I never tell you my Zach?
No, tell us. Yeah.
Okay, so. I heard this a number of times.
Stop texting and tell us the fucking story.
For a picture.
Oh, he's looking.
At oh, then it's okay. He's doing work.
Talking.
I was going to say you can't be me.
Yeah. So, so I heard this. It was a short period of time, but I heard it. I must have really looked like Zach Galifianakis a lot for like.
Megan just made it like
about
weird
a 6 month period of my life because I heard it. People, and the thing is like, yeah, I don't want to look like. That's not a compliment.
Nothing against him.
No, nothing against him.
No, but he's not Brad Pitt.
I never thought that I looked like Zach Galifianakis, but people that I know would say, has anyone ever told you you look like, you know, and it kept happening. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I think go ahead.
So then I'm at a bar one night, one of my favorite bars, the Richardson.
Oh, I feel like I've heard this one.
Which was around the corner from my house in Williamsburg, right? And I'm sitting at the bar waiting for a friend, and there's a couple. They're sitting like three people down. And
here we go.
And the girl is just staring at me, staring at me.
And you know it's not because you're good looking, or she's not staring at your body.
I assumed it was because she was so attractive
to
me.
He's like,
And it was getting kind of weird and a little bit uncomfortable. And so she was facing me. Her boyfriend was not. He had his back to me, right? And she said, and I saw her fucking lips move. I saw exactly what she said. She said, to your right, Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, my God.
I need visual evidence.
I'll find a picture.
Does it hide his face enough that we could show it or no? Like, could you see what he looks like?
I'll have to look and see.
Maybe we can blur out the top.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the people, because a lot of our fans think Matt is attractive, and I need to dispel this rumor ASAP because he's not.
Yeah.
And,
but
you
Matt,
know.
on that topic, though, like, because here's the thing, like, I see you every day. Like, literally, Matt is more, like, I see Matt more than my own family most of the time.
Yeah.
So
he's handsome,
but I never really kind of noticed the sort of, I guess you could say, transformation until
I
saw this picture and I was like, oh my God, he's really changed his looks. So Matt, when did that happen? But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think I really like him in glasses.
Oh yeah. He's wearing glasses.
I have a thing for thick rim glasses.
Yeah.
Mostly on women.
It's a great look.
But I like you better.
Since I'm a lesbian.
I mean, you work. You're wearing exactly what a lesbian would wear today.
Were you consciously changing? Like,
thank
I'm just
you, Megan.
Curious about your journey into this lifestyle. By the way, Gina's laughing
dying.
Quietly
she's
on
dying.
The side.
She's
it's
dying.
Fine.
She's
Matt's
dying.
Both of our bosses.
I it's can't fine. Even see her because she's blocked by Megan. I just see her shoulders going up and down. So I'm just assuming it's like.
I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, that's fine too.
I don't know what to say.
All right.
I mean, I know exactly what happened.
Okay. Well,
but I
didn't
know if you want me to talk about it right here.
No. Okay. So I didn't realize maybe there was like a health.
I dropped some weight because there was a. Extreme life crisis going on.
Oh, okay.
And I switched
we
up my
weeds
look,
about something else.
And that was about 3 years ago.
Got
and
it.
That's it.
Oh, okay. So that's fine. I was just curious exactly, like, if this was a conscious thing where, like...
It really wasn't.
Oh, okay. Well,
I was
going to
say, because in the 3 years I've known you and have had, a close, intimate relationship with him, I feel like he's looked...
Intimate. Interesting.
Intimate.
Turish. How's Turish doing?
Well... Bubbling.
We haven't talked
bubbling
about
Bubbling as we speak. Well, because Tersh needed a little less. She was getting, I don't want to say the gender
just
yet.
Go ahead.
I don't
want
to reveal it.
To reveal.
You know, getting the fame.
But about Matt.
Was getting a little too much.
Sure. Okay.
But about Matt, is that in the past 3 years, I feel like he's only like gotten better looking. That's why I hate men, because they just only get better looking.
Matt, let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
Is it because maybe you're overall?
Can I just say this is my favorite conversation?
It's a very interesting
conversation.
We've never done
2020 year in highlights.
Is that right? Maybe
as one of the best conversations of the year.
Matt, do you think that your overall happiness may have contributed to a healthier lifestyle?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's put that to
rest. No one ever.
Yeah, we're done with that conversation.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First, he ruined Twitter. Now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Anyway.
let's talk about our live shows where you can see Matt.
Daddy Matt.
That's true.
I regret everything I just said. Megan's going to bleep this entire show.
Yeah, the whole first 10 minutes will just be a bleep. It's fine. So, okay, yes, moving on from Matt.
Your birthday.
That's enough. That's all you get for the whole year, Matt.
We're wrapping up this entire conversation by saying your birthday's tomorrow.
My birthday, right. So this comes out Thursday. My birthday is Friday the 24th.
Which is why I said tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
Because I'm smart.
I know, just explain to the fans.
What are you doing for your 34th birthday?
Preparing for our live show on Saturday.
Oh my God, that's a great sequitur.
I will be at work. However, we are sitting here in the Martinez and Murder studio, and Allie, our lawyer, who's typically on the phone, is here today, and she has something to give me. Now, Allie is known to be... Oh, Matt's interrupting with pictures here. Darren, thoughts? Darren's taking a look, I think, at the first...
Okay, that hair is like... sexy wavy California hair.
That's a cute.
Yeah, you're like, Matt, you're like good looking.
It's a very young.
It's like very bizarre.
Very like, what is he, 16? He just
he's
showed
like good
us a
looking,
picture.
Right? Yeah. I mean, Megan rolled her eyes because like, how could we ever find him attractive?
Right,
and I
right.
agree with you.
Yeah, right.
But like for a boy, he's cute.
It just he looks so. I'd never seen him like young and like. It's black,
yeah, black
and white.
It's black and white, so you know his skin's
looking. It looks like something they pulled off of like the Titanic. Like, I don't know what.
Yeah, it definitely
from.
Looks like he's like a pocket watch.
Right.
Yeah, it's like holding a champagne glass and like a monocle.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Moving on.
Back to me. But yeah, so Allie's here today. Allie, you have cookies for me. And Allie bakes us something every single time. I don't know if we always end up talking about it on the air.
No, we try to because they're what kind of cookies are
can
these
I just do this?
Guys?
Thank
it's your
you.
Birthday. You can do whatever you want.
Hardcore chocolate cookies, which are my three favorite things, are
chocolate, and chocolate. And being hardcore, of
Thanks,
course.
Thanks, Allie. Oh,
they're huge.
They are really big.
And she brought napkins.
Oh my God.
Allie, thank
oh my God.
You.
Oh my God, so delicious. Matt's showing me another photo.
Oh my God, everything's happening right now. Which, I love your birthday. Oh.
Oh, dropped it a little bit.
They're so soft. They're crumbling in my hand. They're so soft.
Oh, Matt's another picture here.
Show me, Matthew.
Wow, your hair was really red back then.
How old are you in that picture?
Or reddish.
How old are you in that pic?
15.
15?
15, Matt.
Okay, so his hair is like my length.
And wavy-ish.
Wavy and red.
And red. Way more red than I was expecting.
Oh, my God. These are so good.
Aren't they delicious?
Allie is the best.
Unbelievable.
She's more than just tort law and contracts and shit.
Exactly.
She bakes. Okay. So anyway.
So live show is Saturday. My birthday's Friday. I won't be doing anything crazy, but I'm excited to share the stage with you on Saturday.
Well, we're just going to go out after.
Yeah, we are going to do something after. Have some
drinks. I'm going to get you to take a shot.
Okay, I'll do a shot.
Maybe three.
Listen, I'm not trying to get like plastered though on Saturday, so let's just make that clear.
You're not going to shit it down?
I'm not shitting it down, but I do want to do some live show predictions.
Okay.
Like, because this is our first live show since Boston.
Halloween. And right. We all know how that one went.
Right. So let's ask the room, you and me, whomever wants to chime in.
Let's take a poll.
What do we think is going to happen in a live show? So number one, will Matt shit down the show again?
No.
No, you don't think
no,
so?
No, because I think he's so self-conscious about what happened last time in Boston.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
By the way, we like lightly joked about it with, I forget who it was, someone in the office, and Matt like stopped in his tracks and he was like, that won't be happening. Hey guys, that won't be happening this time.
You know what makes me feel self-conscious though?
Why? And what?
I think that the people that came to the Boston show probably just saying that's how I always am.
That's true. They might be expecting it, you know?
Well, I think he's going to be on his best behavior. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Okay, another one. Will Matt have a technical malfunction and ignore us when we try to have him move on to the next slide? I think that's pretty much every live show.
We could run through it 4,000 times. We don't even have to be running tech for Matt to fuck up tech.
Well, the other thing about that is from the Boston show, in case those of you are listening or are new listeners, something wouldn't play on one of the slides, and Darren and I are on the microphone going... Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Matt. Like, let's just skip it. And then into the microphone, a little bit inebriated, Matt goes, but like, then they won't see it. And I was like, Matt, it's fine. Like, let's just, but I really want them to see it.
I know. He was like a child. And I was like, do you want us to reenact? Like, what's going on?
It was like literally 5 minutes on this technical slide. It's fine. The audience loved it. Will Matt bow to the curtains? Excuse
me. About me.
Will Matt bow to the... No, there are some others.
You asked this, sweetie.
Will Matt bow to the curtain and then walk off the stage again, which is also something that happened. We didn't know where he went.
Again, I think he's going to be so self-conscious.
Yeah.
That he's really going to be like... like, he's not even going to participate until we allow him to.
Right.
Like, we're going to be like, yes, you can speak now.
Or will he... think it's a shtick and like kind of try to run with it.
I think he will because he wants to be funny, but I also think that he's going to be on his best behavior that once the show ends, he is going to be ripping shots and drunk. So I feel like he will shit it down, but he's going to shit it down post show.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to take a couple of the next ones just because I feel like they're interesting?
Well, John Chuck Bailey's live on stage.
Duh.
Will Darren visibly get pissed off at Matt?
Duh.
Most likely, I want to say yes rather than no, but it depends on how he behaves.
I mean, I'm like eating Allie's cookies and I shouldn't be doing this on air, but you were like literally...
I've never been more pissed in my life.
I've actually never seen you more pissed on or off the stage.
Yeah, I was really visibly pissed.
Yeah, you are. That's really all there is to
say. And it's hard for me to hide that because I respect him.
But you did a good job.
He has a higher up position in me in this job. Like, why do I feel the need to like shit on him? Like, I would never do it to Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Never in a million years.
Not.
But I respect Andy.
That's the difference.
That's the key difference here. Yes.
I'll say this, and I think I said this on our Boston recap, which if you haven't listened to, you really should. Because we're gonna probably recap Saturday as well.
Yeah.
But I was sitting on stage with Theo. And like
my face,
I know you. I think this is one of the things that I think we both love about each other is like we can just look at each other and know exactly what the other is thinking. And I feel like on stage, I just remember kind of like turning over to you and you just definitely
murder.
But you did a great job because I knew how upset you were getting, but not necessarily even at Matt. It was, I think, just the whole.
It was the whole combination.
The whole combination of things. Yeah, maybe
whole combination of things.
And I think you did a good job at like keeping it good for the stage because people were having fun with it too.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that I was too obliterated to notice because I was having a great time.
Yeah, Matt was having a blast.
Everything was worth it knowing he knew he was going to get my wrath when I met him outside to go to the airport the next day.
Well, that's why he disappeared after
he disappeared and he was just like, looked at me and he knew he was going to get it.
Yeah.
And that look, his being scared was worth everything.
That was worth
me.
It.
That was what I wanted.
Yeah.
Last question. Will Darren get a question about Andy or the Housewives?
We do a Q&A at the end of every show.
I feel like I don't get a lot of Andy or Housewives questions. Do you feel like I do?
I
almost
know.
Feel like it's two separate audiences. I mean, there's crossover, yeah, but I definitely feel like the people who listen to this show are in it for the murder and us and not like housewives gossip.
That's probably true. I would say that's true.
That's my like little take.
I love that.
But we are going to be live in Brooklyn at the Bell House. Very excited. Really cool venue.
There are still tickets, so come see us.
There are still tickets. Carson will be there if you've never met her. She was at our first Caroline show. I don't know where else. She was at a couple Caroline shows.
She was at Gramercy.
She was at Gramercy, but you can meet her, absolutely. Oddly enough, I invited my other ex to come to this one.
Uh-huh.
So those two names I put on the comp list were my current girlfriend and my, as I like to say, my last and my best.
Yeah.
And so we'll see.
Yeah,
maybe you can meet the girl I came out with. And so if you guys want tickets, please come. Oxygen.tv/MMLive. And it's in the middle of the afternoon. It's like a 2 o'clock show. So don't feel like your night's busy. What are you doing on a Saturday at 2 o'clock? Fucking Zane Martinez.
And there are also meet and greet tickets. So if you want to meet us, buy those.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of exes and stuff, my ex texted me. We're friendly. We talk from time to time.
I've met?
Did you meet him?
I call him by a girl's name.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you meet him?
Not as a bad thing. Yeah, when he came to the office once.
Oh my God, I don't remember that.
That was like years ago, but I met him.
Oh my God, so weird.
And just so everyone knows, I don't call him a girl's name because I hate him. I've always called him that.
There's a thing.
Yeah, I'm not being like
it's
mean.
It's an inside joke.
It's an inside joke. I'm not being mean.
No, yeah.
I just don't want to say his name because it's a playoff.
I appreciate that. Well, anyway, he texted on the 21st and was like, happy birthday. And I was like, that's not my birthday and glad you're my ex. Just kidding. No, he's a good guy. It was just hilarious.
I mean, Tim, are you like a stickler? Like, will you remember if people don't say happy birthday to you?
No.
Because during that day, I love it getting texts from all my friends and blah, blah, blah. But like, I probably couldn't remember if someone said happy birthday or not.
Remember, I didn't get you a gift that one year.
Let us not bring that up.
Didn't hear about it for years. Couldn't stop hearing about it for years.
Still.
For me, do you remember back in the day when Facebook was at its peak where like the as many Facebook messages made you feel bad. Like, I don't know. I just felt like the more people that were saying happy birthday on Facebook made me feel loved and appreciated. But like,
that's
so
the
many
problem with social media. Media,
right? Which I don't care about it now. But like, back in the day when that was kind of like a, you know, a big part of communicating with our generation. Sure.
Well, the cookie.
Thanks. Yeah.
So fucking good.
Yeah. You know, so I don't care about that. Now, of course, there are a certain handful of folks that, like, I'm hoping to hear from because it's like you hope that they're thinking of you. But I'm very weird about my birthday, whereas, like, you know, you were part of my big 30th surprise birthday party.
I was. And Carson.
And that was so great. And I cried and it was like, I couldn't believe it because like, that's so special and sweet. But like, I'm very much just kind of chill about my birthday. I don't make big plans. I would rather just have a normal day, honestly.
No, I mean, that's how I feel. Like, I am so not a stickler. Like, I hate people feeling obligated to me.
Or
like,
gifts. I don't want any gifts. No one has to get me gifts.
Yeah, even with Carson, I'm like, don't. Like, it's cool. Like, if you're thinking of me and you want to get me a gift and it's a random Tuesday, not even on my birthday, please do. I love gifts.
I feel like you and I've done that with you a couple times. Like,
yeah, it's
just
like
some
I was
things.
Thinking of you.
Remember
you
I know? Texted you that Pez.
So you did.
So I was downstairs in this pharmacy near 30 Rock and there was this giant Pez box that had like 12 days of Christmas.
Yep.
But each day was a Pez and it was like 75% off and I almost bought it for you. But then I was like, does Darren need more junk and things like laying around?
I can't even fit it in my apartment at this point.
So then I just took a picture and like was like, if you want this at 75% off, I'm not getting it for you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
The sentiment was there.
Right.
But yes, we want to see all of you guys at our live shows. So please, we're going to put it in our show notes. Again, oxygen.tv/MMLive. It's also in my bio on my Instagram. I'm sure it is in yours as well.
And Matt's as well, yes. I want to ask you one quick question.
Okay.
Before we started, I asked if you had anything you wanted to add to the agenda.
Yeah, and I did actually add
a couple other things.
I wanted to add in the don't fuck with cats because I finished it finally.
Oh, okay. Let's get that. But before
and another
we
one
get
cheer,
to,
but keep going.
Okay, but before we get there, I want to know about your lesbian sports ball weekend.
Yes.
Which is something you texted me to add.
Well, yeah, you were like, you know, do you want anything to add? I was like, just my lesbian sports weekend. I went to the Knicks game on Saturday and then went to the Rangers game on Sunday.
What does that mean?
Knicks is a basketball team.
I don't know what a Knicks is.
The New York Knickerbockers, one of the oldest NBA teams.
Does it have anything at all to do with Serena Williams?
They're both athletes.
Still not there.
It's an athletic thing with balls. and nets.
Okay, interesting.
It's not that far off.
Oh, there are nets.
One's a team sport. Mm. And then I went to the Rangers game, one of the oldest hockey games, one of the original hockey teams. And I had the best, and I'm bragging here, literally, because I got invited to a Knicks game, and then I got tickets as like a swap for something on Sunday.
Okay.
So both of them were like favors. Mm-hmm. The best seats I've ever fucking sat in at MSG, and like, the funny thing about New York sports as of late has been like, okay, you're playing in New York City. Yankee Stadium is world famous. MSG is arguably the most famous arena in the United States.
Yeah.
I don't know about the world, but anyway, the United States, everyone knows Madison Square.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Everyone knows MSG. Everyone knows Madison Square Garden. If you're playing it, you're big.
Totally.
And so even if you suck, which is what the Knicks tend to do, the cheapest seats are still like $80.
Okay.
And like, to me, it's not worth it to spend that money to sit in like the shitty fucking part. Nosebleed section.
I know.
So when I get invited, I'm like, great, free tickets. I get to see them. Mm-hmm. And this one was her dad was going to go, but it was that impending snowstorm that we had on Saturday.
Yeah.
So she was like, he doesn't want to come in. I'm going to take you. And they were given like through a friend of a friend or whatever, and they give them tickets once a year, and she was like, these seats are good, like, but like, I don't know exactly, she's like, but they're good. And I was like, well, don't fucking hype this up. Mm-hmm. And they were like five rows back from center court.
Wow.
Just like on this, like I could like feel the sweat. I was loving every fucking moment. And then I looked at the tickets and they were like $700 tickets a piece.
What?
So I was like,
that's nice. This happens from time to time in New York. Like sometimes people have an extra ticket and then you find out, you're like, holy shit, these are amazing
tickets.
These are
the best tickets. Right. Even, and like Carson and I had a date and I was like, they're good kind of Knicks tickets. She was like, go. She was like, absolutely go. Like you can't miss out. And then on Sunday I had Ranger seats and I took Carson and I was part of the Delta Lounge, and you get free food when you're in the Delta Lounge. So you have like sushi and cotton candy.
And I heard
candy.
It's really great.
It is amazing. Yep. And I'm a huge cotton candy fan. So I ate the entire fucking thing. Carson was like, clean your mouth. Like you look like a child. Like I was like licking my fingers. She's like
purple.
We could be on the Jumbotron right now and you're embarrassing me. And I was like, okay.
She keeps you in check, that one.
She does. And she's like, well, what if the Kiss Cam comes on? I was like, no, Kiss Cam's not going to do that because they're homophobic.
Well, you know what? Kiss Cam comes on, then good for Carson. She gets to have some cotton candy.
She'll
just kiss
the guy next to her. Well, I know her. She's like, oh.
Oh my goodness.
And the seats are like, we walk out there. I had no idea where these seats are going to be. And I'm walking out and they're just like pointing us to like the ice. So I'm like walking on ground level at the ice at the rank, like just
like you're in the goalie thing.
Like absolutely
is
just
that what it's
dying.
Called the goalie thing?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's good enough for
love
you.
Sports
ball.
Love a good sport.
But it was amazing.
That's great.
And
how does the lesbian sports thing chime in?
Well,
is it a lesbian friend or something that
no, outside of Carson. Just me going to sporting events is hitting all the lesbian marks.
See, I thought you were like there was like a group of lesbian friends.
Oh,
or
no,
something.
So they don't have lesbian friends.
No, you don't have lesbian friends.
No.
You right. guys, I did want to share a birthday story.
Here we go.
I got left out.
Okay, sure.
No one consulted me on the birthday segment.
Okay, you have your own birthday story?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because we were just
like
talking about
month,
my birthday, but it's
ago.
Fine. I'll give you some birthday
okay,
time.
Sure.
Yeah,
okay,
go back in
you.
Time.
Yeah, sure.
December.
Okay, thank you.
Early December.
So once upon a time, when I was younger, nobody remembered, and this is before the days of Facebook or social media, right?
Or phones or electricity, right?
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
And I hadn't advertised my birthday, which I don't usually do.
You don't take out ads.
And I don't. And nobody remembered, though.
Aww.
Like, actually, no one.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have
not
terrible
a single stories. Human being, yeah. right? So, and I don't really care.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but it's nice.
I was like, at the end of the day, I was like, wow, I can't believe, like, nobody remembered, you know?
Right.
And then my parents called, which is unusual. Because they don't call that. Like, we talk, you know. Well, normally they do on my birthday.
Okay, good.
But they didn't call for my birthday. They didn't realize it was my birthday. They just happened to be calling. And that's the unusual part, because we don't talk, like, daily or anything.
Yeah.
And so we're talking, and I'm like, hey, you know, it's my birthday today. And my dad was like,
it's like so
oh,
cute.
Wow. He's like, oh, wow, okay, son. And I was like... And I was like,
big accomplishment, son.
Uh-huh. I was like, you know,
how many
nobody,
antlers are you today?
Nobody remembered. Nobody, like, nobody remembered. Mm. And he said, well, son, that's how it is sometimes. Nobody's there. No one cares.
Well, listen. That's a
dark,
good.
That's something I would say.
That's dark and true. Let's
that's
just
so
put it
dark.
That way.
I'd be like, you're going to die alone.
It was
alone,
a good
so...
lesson. It was a good lesson.
And Matt, how many antlers were you that year? Do you remember? No, you don't remember?
Oh my God.
This one time I went home, I was in college, okay? Out of sight, out of mind with my family. And I could drive home if I wanted to from where I went to school. And
so
I was
not really out of sight, but yeah.
But in their heads, I was out of sight, out of mind. And I remember I came back and I like strategically planned it because I was hoping everyone, all my family would give me birthday money. Or at the very least, my grandma would make like a big thing of chicken divan and let me take it home to school. Like I had this whole thing. I literally, I got home. No one was there. My grandfather walks in and the first thing he said to me was, "What are you doing here?" I was like, well, it's my birthday, and I thought maybe we could spend some time together, but it's fine.
Don't you love that when you're expecting like, something
yes,
big? Like
I know. I get overhyped in my head sometimes. Like,
right.
Because you know what happened was...
Because you're not crazy about your birthday.
Not really. But, you know, I'm always like, especially after the surprise birthday party, my 30th, and then I had another one when I was like 15 or 16.
Why
I'm always like,
special?
Well, I'm like, who's like plotting something in the background? Because, you know, people are nice. So that's that.
Oh, that's the end of that story.
What are other things? I know you had something else.
But let me just say, just along with that, like a few weeks ago, I don't know if I told this story, I was home and my dad, I'm like almost 32 years old. So I've been on this earth for almost 32 years. I'm very close with my dad, very close with both my parents.
Okay.
And my dad is like, you know, since I started the people thing, you know, he will look at my Instagram.
Oh, your TV thing.
Yeah, my TV thing. And so he's like, oh, I didn't know you could look this good, blah, blah, blah. And he goes to me, he goes, "You have freckles?"
Yeah.
And I go, yeah,
I
dad,
said the same thing.
Yeah, okay, but you're not my dad who's been looking at me for 32
right,
years.
That's
like,
true.
Fair enough. I go, "Dad, yeah, like, I'm your kid.
I'm your kid.
I'm your daughter." And he was like, "I had no idea that you had freckles." I was like, "You've been staring, like, you were there when I, like,
was born.
Like, right. You filmed the C-section. Like, you know me from the day breath one, and you're telling me that you don't know I have freckles." And he was just like, oh, my. Like, it was... My mom was like shook, shamed.
Your mom knew
that I have freckles?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom like, has actually looked at me before.
She looks at pictures of you.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good.
No, and like looked at me in person because well, like I love my parents.
Do either of your parents have freckles? Does your dad have freckles? Because if he had them and then still
didn't
know.
I don't think anyone in my family has freckles.
I do want to say that when we posted a photo recently of a little photo shoot that we did to promote some things.
I'm wearing no makeup.
You're wearing no makeup, but like you're so beautiful even without your makeup. So I resent when people say, "I didn't know you could look this good," because it means that in order to look good, you must have makeup on, which is not the case with you or many other women.
Well, some people are like, "Oh yeah, Darren looks good." And I was like, "Oh, well," that to me was great because I normally look, I think, better
good,
in photos because of the makeup. So I was like kind of self-conscious about it. But I did like that people commented that you look Versace.
I did have a little Versace shirt, which I'm going to wear on our Saturday show. So if you liked it, you're going to see it on Saturday.
Oh, should I wear something like a really loud print?
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I should, right?
Megan
and be
saying,
like
yes.
Super obnoxious.
Obnoxious. Well, obnoxious.
I mean, handsome.
I mean, handsome and beautiful.
I mean, no. Good shirt. okay, good. I'm excited. Okay, good. Now I know the color palette.
There you go.
Anyway, back to the story. So last week we titled another shot. No, sorry. We're continuing.
Oh, a nude thing. Okay.
Don't fuck with Darren's cats.
Oh, right.
So I finished it.
Yeah. And?
What a story.
I haven't had a chance to watch, but I will watch.
Need to
watch
and I
it?
Was mad at everyone I told you before because of all the animal cruelty that they were showing and it was so bad. It's the best story. Like it is like it's incredible.
Like
and
it's
I want to do Luca Magnotta when we
I think we will.
We need to because it's actually incredible. And then the other documentary that I basically binged over a few days was Cheer. Have you heard of Cheer?
Everyone keeps asking me if I've seen it, but I have not. And I hear it's really good.
It's really amazing.
I've been watching it with Maggie the bartender.
Oh, your daughter,
we've
Maggie,
watched
yes.
Is she cheer?
Four
or
five.
She
no, but she does gymnastics.
Oh,
and it's obviously like
similar.
The girls do gymnastics, right?
It's
like,
a combination of dance and gymnastics for sure.
Yeah,
would
yeah.
you let her cheerlead? After watching, knowing that it's intense, but watching what those girls go through and knowing it's the most dangerous sport, would you let her do it?
I've only watched 5 episodes, but I would also assume that the cheerleading at her school is nothing like it is on that show. I just don't think it is.
This is the best team in the country who's cheerleading, right? So this is obviously high stakes.
Yeah, it's like crazy competitive.
But just knowing that they flip them in the air like that and then you're landing on these guys like forearms. It's like
I had an ex-boyfriend who was a cheerleader.
I would not like that. Sorry.
It would be intense.
At West Virginia University. And it was very intense, and he had practice all the time. He was always like mentally exhausted from it all. And yeah, had bruises all over him.
Well, and I will say is like, because these people are obviously competitive athletes, and like it combines every sport, you know, gymnastics and dance and obviously cheerleading. But like, you know, you say to yourself, you know, if you're like a really good athlete in college, like maybe you could become a pro ball player, a pro soccer player, like if you're really passionate about it. Mm-hmm. But the time and dedication these people put into, it really maxes out there, because it's not like all of them want to be like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Well, because to their point, those types of cheerleaders focus way more on dance than they do in like formation and flipping in the air. So it's, this is like,
what's the pinnacle? This is
the peak, and it is so touching. And there's so many like,
I heard about that.
Hard stories of these people, and I highly recommend.
Yeah, I will definitely watch
it. You'll love it.
How many episodes? Five or six?
Six. Okay.
30 minutes, 1 hour.
A doc. Okay. Really good. Okay. Really, really good. I highly recommend.
Great.
Anyway, Peacock.
Yeah, I thought we should mention that too. NBC's Peacock streaming service is coming. This is not an ad. I'm just excited about it.
Well, you know what? It's not an ad. And you know why I like Peacock?
Yeah.
Not only do work for NBC, it's free.
Yeah, that's right.
Do we need another streaming service we have to pay for?
Pay for, that's true. Because we're getting to the point now in the world where it's like, how many of these streaming services are we actually all going to want to go in on?
Right. It's become the cost of my cable subscription.
Exactly. And it's like, when it's all going over your internet, it's going to bog down your internet speed and all that type of stuff. But anyway, I love that Peacock is free. It has different tiers. So like, if you want to pay for like no ads, you can do that.
Yep. Anyway, like Hulu. I mean, you pay for Hulu, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just excited because we announced it, and there's a giant peacock outside of 30 Rock.
It's really cool, actually.
Yeah, where the Christmas tree was.
By the rink.
And it's, like, really pretty. I was like, oh, this is a good little, like, marketing thing out here, guys.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be great.
Speaking of birds, one last thing. Mm-hmm. I was on the subway the other day. Some of you who follow me on Instagram, I posted this video. There were two parrots in my subway car.
Parrots,
not crabs or live crabs like we reported
loose?
On. There was one in a cage that was like a cute little white cockatoo. Then there was a giant blue and yellow raptor ass looking thing on the outside on a cage that I swear to God, if it would have started flapping its wings and running around, there were probably like 100 people in this train car that would have went completely ballistic.
What was the owner like?
He was just like hanging out with it. You know, like these weirdos that come on with like random exotic animals that I'm sure are completely illegal and like whatever.
My God.
You know what's funny? I sat down and I was like, why does it smell like a barn in here? Like, oh God, another subway experience. And I look over and it's two giant parrots.
Well, you know, when there's a subway car that's empty.
Oh, yes. Don't get on it.
You think to yourself at first, and then you're like,
it's a rite of passage in New York City to like make that mistake when you first get here.
It really is.
It's usually followed by the most horrific smell ever.
Oh, it like takes your breath away.
Somebody is dead in the car.
There was a guy who, a couple days ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, who... It was like not overly crowded on the train, but you know, like to the, when you walk in on the door on the right hand side, you know how sometimes there's like a pocket you could just stand in? It's like the handicap area.
Yeah.
And so I stand there a lot and because I don't want to sit down. So I just kind of stand in that corner and this guy comes in, literally the train is not crowded.
Okay.
He sits down right on my feet and puts his coat down.
Oh.
And I'm kind of like, do I step over him?
Does he appear to be homeless?
He appears to have mental things.
Okay, just curious.
So
that could
I
be
don't
important.
Know. He didn't seem to be in the right state of mind.
Okay.
So he's like sitting on my feet, you know, and everyone's kind of looking at me on the subway like, how's this fucking white bitch going to handle this, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. So I kind of just like continue to read my thing. Mm-hmm. And then he has this like thing of Diet Coke from this bottle that he keeps sipping from. And I'm thinking he's drunk and he bought something and he's trying to like be hungover and he doesn't realize, you know, because he wasn't saying anything. He wasn't like, he wasn't even being aggressive. It was just, he was sitting on my feet.
Okay.
And so I like step kind of around him to kind of go on the other side. And all of a sudden he starts just spitting Diet Coke at me. Just like spitting Diet Coke at me, but it lands on himself, like, cause he can't reach me, you know, cause like I'm just looking at it and I'm like, you know, in these types of situations, you know, you sort of feel bad. because
yeah, I know I, do.
I don't think anyone would like choose in their right mind to look like this, mm-hmm. you know, and like, unless he's trying to create like a performance art, you know, mm-hmm. but at the other part of me is like, well, what do I do here? Cause like, I have to respect myself and well, I have to right. like, I don't want someone like spitting on me. Like, so of it was course. Like this weird juxtaposition of like, what do I
balancing
do? Yeah. I'm like, out. I'm a bad person. I'm a good person. And I just like, didn't know how to handle it. And Subway Tales.
I know. I feel like we have so many of them. I mean, even today I was like coming into work and the 7 train, the entire line getting into Manhattan at rush hour was completely stopped.
I don't doubt that.
Thousands of people just completely stopped getting into work. So it's crazy.
Well, speaking of good people, because I wanted to end on a positive note, you know, we mentioned donating to the Australian wildfires, and we mentioned a few places last week that we'll mention again, but we also said if you donated, we will give you a shout out. John, do you have that list? You created a nice list that I kept adding to.
I do.
And I want to shout out the people that we've had on there because I think it's really important. And a lot of you have DM'd us so far and telling us that you've donated. And I believe one girl on there, she wrote me back. She was like, well, what if I donated before you made that announcement? And I was like, that counts. So why don't you shout out our good people?
Yeah. So we have a couple here. Priya Varuganti.
Okay.
Tough one to say.
Yeah. Her name is Priya.
Priya. She went to Australia, New Zealand, studied abroad and
adopted
an injured koala.
She adopted this koala named Paul and he had burnt like, hands. Oh, and he was like wrapped in this green cast and she sent me a picture and she adopted
it's
him
too much.
And I, like, you know, was like donating to him. Yeah. And I just think that's like so
that's
important.
A cute way to do it.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I love you, Priya. I love Paul.
Jessica Page NYC. A lot easier to say that name. Donated to 2 places. So shout out to Jessica. And
Thank you, Jessica.
Caroline Moss donated before we announced, which is what you were just saying, but this still counts. So if you guys screenshot us your donation receipts or whatever, you can block out all the information. Just show us you donated.
Show us your credit card number.
Right. Give us all your information.
Yeah. With your zip code and security code.
Allie,
is that Jessica Page NYC coming to the live show on Brooklyn?
Good question.
NYC?
Good question.
Jessica Page NYC. We better see your ass there.
Exactly. Although if you donated instead of coming, like that's fine too.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. But Priya, if you could bring Paul.
Yeah. Could Paul come to the show as a special guest?
I love him.
Could his name be Paul Holes? I don't know. Let's talk about it at the show.
Right, exactly. I just want him to.
So if you want to donate, you can donate to WIRES, which is a wildlife rescue nonprofit. Did I say wildlife?
Wildlife.
I'm from wild and wonderful West Virginia. I'm not from there. I lived there for 5 years. Let's make that very clear. A wildlife rescue nonprofit that is rescuing and caring for thousands of sick, injured, and orphaned native animals. Or you can donate to the Australian Red Cross, which is supporting thousands of people in evacuation and recovery centers across the country. And all of those links are in our show notes.
Absolutely. And thank you to everyone who has donated. Keep it coming. Because these things are still, you know, maybe
they did get some rain though, but not enough. Obviously.
They did, and you know, the news lasts for a week, and now everyone's about the impeachment, which absolutely matters.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, don't forget that it's still happening, and we absolutely should still care about
this. I'm glad you said that because I was like, do we keep putting this on the agenda? And I was like, of course we do. Why would we not?
I think
for a couple more weeks at least.
I think
until it starts to actually. Maybe start changing the conditions.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, donate to wherever you possibly can, whenever you possibly can. There's people in need all across the world.
This was a long another shot, but it was fun.
It was fun, and I love you all.
Love you all. See you on Saturday.
See you Saturday, bye. Guys. Bye.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.